Now look at part one. Part one. You will hear people talking in different situations once. Listen and mark the correct alternative, A, B, or C, on your optic form. Question 1. You hear two people talking about a photographic exhibition. What is wrong with it?
I thought it was an excellent show. Plenty to see. And we haven't seen such a large collection of his work in this country for a very long time.
Oh, yes. Remember the Courtauld Gallery 2 years ago? They didn't have a quarter of what we've seen today.
Quite. But I expected to see more of a crowd, didn't you? But then again, you can only get in during normal working hours.
It's a shame. Just about everywhere else is open at weekends in London.
Question 2. You overhear a conversation at home. Why is the girl taking a course in Spanish?
Your mother tells me you've signed up for a language course.
Yes. Spanish, actually.
Spanish? Where did you get that idea?
Well, you know I've been watching Spanish soap operas, and I got curious about the language.
Really? You're not planning to go to Spain, are you?
Who knows? It helps in the import business. We have lots of clients from South America.
Yes, but...
Dad, I've always liked learning languages. For a career, having another foreign language is always an asset.
Question 3. You overhear a woman talking. What is her relationship with Helen?
Helen and I have been friends for ages. I know her so well. I can read her thoughts. It's as if we were related. When I first started, even on my first day, we just sort of clicked. She was just there for me, always on hand with support and advice and guidance, showing me the ropes, helping me fit in. And I suppose things just went from there. You know, she's more like a sister than a colleague to me.
Question 4. You hear the following on the radio. What is it?
Due to heavy snowfalls, trains in the north will be temporarily disrupted this evening. Commuters should expect delays in the Midlands too. Several breakdowns have occurred and passengers have been stranded in Manchester. Severe blizzards in Scotland have made driving conditions hazardous too. However, here in the southeast, there are few reports of cancellations. Passengers should expect delays on the lines to the southwest, as gale force winds have been reported in the skies over Dorset.
You overhear a man talking to a friend on his mobile phone. Why is he phoning?
I'm stressed out, to be honest, what with work and the problems with the house and everything. I need to do something to help me relax. Well, I wanted to do yoga, but the class is on Friday and I play squash then. And then I saw they do Pilates on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which would be ideal for me. Yeah, I know. You did it for a couple of years, didn't you? So, anyway, I was wondering if you could tell me what it was like, what sort of things you did. I had a look on the internet, but it's always better to talk to someone with first-hand experience.
Part 1 is over. Now look at part 2. Part 2. You will hear an interview with Tom Dawson, who is very good at juggling, once. Listen and mark the correct alternative, A, B, or C, on your optic form. Before you listen to the interview, look at the questions for 1 minute.
Today I'm with Tom Dawson, who's got an unusual hobby, juggling.
That's right.
And you're really good at it, aren't you, Tom? Tell us how you got started.
Well, my father's skilled at juggling. He performs at children's parties. But when I was younger, I never really wanted to have a go. We did juggling at school, though, and my games teacher said I was really good. But even then, it never attracted me. It wasn't until I saw some clowns doing it at a circus with my family that I realised how spectacular it was to watch. So I went straight home and got practising.
And I guess you spend lots of time practising. Is that difficult?
Oh, I do it every day. At school, in the garden. Once I'd mastered throwing and catching 3 balls at a time, I just kept adding more. I don't find it hard, but I do feel a bit discouraged sometimes if it goes wrong. But then I just try even harder to get it right. I sometimes wish there was an easier way to improve, though. I get a bit impatient.
And when you're practicing, you use small soft objects like bean bags, don't you? Why do you prefer those?
Well, they're great if you're a beginner. They're not hard to use. And you can buy them anywhere. They don't cost much, so that's good for many people. And I find I can easily stick them in my pocket when I go out and then practice whenever I've got a minute. And that's a real plus for me.
And sometimes you give performances in your school shows. How do you feel then?
Oh, it's cool to show other people my skills. But then I'm not the only one at my school with an unusual hobby. There are lots of fantastic skateboarders and BMXers and so on. So maybe for the students, my skill's not that impressive. I always worry beforehand about getting it wrong in front of other people, but so far that hasn't happened. And to be honest, I'm thinking so hard about what I'm doing that I don't really see whether other people think it's great or whether they're really bored.
So, what's been the high point so far?
Well, let's see. There was the day I was out with my cousins in the park. I'd just managed to teach my cousins some juggling skills. They're only 7 and 8, so they were doing well. Anyway, I was just showing them my favourite juggling trick. I'd learnt to do it really fast. And a journalist from a local newspaper happened to see me, and he took a photo for the paper. It appeared the next day. My cousins thought I'd become famous, so they were as thrilled as I was.
So what next for your juggling, Tom? Any plans?
Well, I've heard about a new class starting soon near where I live, teaching circus skills to young people, so that'd be good. I've met quite a few people in my town who are also into juggling, so we could go together once it gets started. But my school's just started a juggling club for people after lessons finish for the day, so I'll be going there in the meantime.
Thanks, Tom.
Part 2 is over. Now please look at part 3. Part 3. You will hear a part of a training session for new employees at a large travel company once. Listen and mark the correct alternative, A, B, or C, on your optic form. Before you listen to the lecture, look at the questions for 1 minute.
In this session in your training day, we're going to look at some of the more specialized holidays we offer at BC Travel. Now, the travel business is very competitive, and it's important to be aware of how the market's changing and developing. In terms of age groups, the over 65s are an important market, and one that's increasing steadily year on year. The fewest holidays are taken by the 31 to 42-year-olds, and that figure shows no sign of rising. The biggest market at present is still the youngest group, the 16 to 30s, but this group's also seen the biggest drop over the last few years, whereas there's a noticeable growth in the number of holidays taken by the 55 to 64-year-olds. As far as the 43 to 54-year-olds are concerned, bookings there are steady, but I have to say, we haven't seen the increase we expected. One trend we're noticing with nearly all age groups is the growing popularity of holidays in which clients do some kind of specialized activity. I'm not talking here about adventure holidays where clients take part in high-risk activities like white water rafting just for the thrill of it. Activity holidays usually involve rather less high-risk sports or things like art and music. They're not necessarily cheaper than ordinary holidays, often the opposite, in fact, but they do often take place outside the main tourist centers, which gives an opportunity for clients to find out more about the local people and customs. And many say this is one of the most positive features of these holidays. Of course, they offer the chance to develop a new skill or talent, but clients often say that more than this, It's the chance to create lasting relationships with other like-minded people. That's the main draw. Let me give you some examples of BC travel activity holidays. Our painting holidays take place in 4 different centers in France and Italy, and they're very popular with clients of all abilities from beginners onwards. We've got an excellent team of artists to lead the classes. Some of them have been with us from the start, and 5 additional ones will be joining us this year so that we can offer a greater number of classes in each center. As far as cooking holidays are concerned, I know a lot of agents offer holidays where clients cook recipes related to one particular country, usually the one they're staying in, but we focus on dishes from a great many different ones. Apart from that, you'll find the usual emphasis on good quality organic ingredients. That's more or less a given nowadays, and there are generally some meat-free recipes included. Our photography holidays take place in a wide range of countries, from Iceland to Vietnam, and clients have the opportunity to see some stunning scenery. Groups are small, no more than 8, so clients can have one-on-one tuition during the holiday, and excursions are arranged with fully trained guides. At the end of each holiday, an exhibition is held of the photographs taken, so that clients can see one another's work and receive valuable feedback from the tutor. Okay, so that's about all the time I have today, so thank you very much.
Now please check your answers. The listening section is over.